Gina Suru pour la radio du cinéma. Nous sommes l'avant-dernier jour de la 19e édition du Holly Shorts Film Festival, dans un endroit tout particulier, la salle VIP du Chinese Theater. Et je suis accompagnée d'un artiste absolument unique, puisqu'il s'agit de celui qui a créé le poster du Holly Shorts Film Festival, Dalton Corr. Bonjour Dalton.
Bonjour.
Merci for that lovely introduction. Thank you.
We just resumed a very inspiring panel.
Yes.
With Kenny, who is a massively known designer for his posters, especially for the studios. Initially worked in the music world and then transitioning into the film world with a documentary. And he mentioned about how important that shift is because it's actually very difficult to make a successful poster, isn't it, Dalton?
Yeah, of course. It requires a lot of work. Although I'll say, I don't know if I really know what it's like to work on a campaign like Dune or, an A24 movie or something. Although working for Holly Shorts has been pretty amazing and feels pretty prestigious, but I can't pretend to know what it's like to be at that level.
Yes, for sure. And what I found really inspiring about that panel mm-hmm. is also to meet someone who's actually from an older art industry. I mean, music is an older art. And so coming from that background and having to kind of like, you know, have that transition, I find it really inspiring. It's always good to be inspiring from other universes.
Well, he even mentioned that. He mentioned that, I forget the analogy he said, but it was something like typography on a film poster is like the score of a movie. And I meant to talk to him about that, actually, because I'm also a film score composer. So he probably could have had interesting insights on that. But what was your question?
So do you feel that for art and design for a poster? Mm-hmm. So, of course, usually we talk about the film poster. But in your case, you've designed the Holly Shorts Film Festival poster for the 19th edition. Mm-hmm. You've designed all the badges. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a different spectrum. But would you say it's important to inspire either from other arts or other universes?
Yeah, I mean, before coming to our interview right now, I was at home in my studio. As I mentioned, I'm a film score composer. I've been working on a film score this entire time I've been working on the branding for Holly Shorts. So I think it's been intrinsically linked for me. You know, it's been, I can't separate the two. And I think the music that I've been working on for the film is inspiring the stuff I'm doing for Holly Shorts and vice versa. You know, as an artist, not that I'm claiming what I did for Holly Shorts is art, but as somebody who is working on film and design for Holly Shorts, there is an underlying philosophy that informs everything you do. And the more angles you can kind of get at that philosophy, you know, whether it's visual or auditory, or if you're a writer and you do stuff like that, you're it's just different angles onto this underlying essence and philosophy that is your work. And I think having done just such a mountain of work for Holly Shorts, this film score has been such a mountain of work. I also play in a band, Dream Texas, check them out. They just dropped, my friend Nick just dropped his debut album. It's incredible. Just all these different disciplines that I have in the arts all reveal something a little bit about what I value in making stuff. And absolutely, I think to answer your question, if you're an interdisciplinary artist, it's going to inform what you do, and it's a great way to grow as an artist too, because then you can take unique perspectives. For example, for the Holly Shorts, I'm not really a designer. I've never seen myself. I'm not a painter. I'm not an artist. In this case, I'm a designer. And the design that they were looking for Holly Shorts was something that looked like oil painting. And now that I'm at the festival, people keep coming up to me and saying, you're an incredible painter, or, you know, you're an incredible digital artist. And I have to keep correcting people and being honest that I'm not a painter. This is all digital art, 100%. But
I want to actually hold you on that, because there is a difference between film posters, like what Kenny talked about, and film festival posters.
Yeah.
Obviously, at the end of the day, as Kenny said, it's kind of all about marketing and making your film recognizable, your festival recognizable. Can you talk a little bit into like how you combined marketing but still made it art? Because I mean, it's such a beautiful poster. It's right here. You'll see it in the picture of his interview. It's highly artistic. So how did you kind of combine both worlds?
I mean, again, it's hard for me to speak to the level that Kenny is at because he's operating on a totally different level than I am. And yeah, for film festival or for movie posters, like especially campaigns like Dune, you know, these massive franchises, so much of it is inherently commercial. And you need to make key art that's going to be on billboards and on iPhones and on subway posters and all over the world. It's a, you know, he was talking about Timothée Chalamet, you know, like you have to have your star front and center no matter what. That doesn't mean you can't make it artistic within that, but the level that Kenny is operating on is so highly commercial and so inherently tied to pleasing these massive studios that when I think about the work I did for Holly Shorts, it's so different. I mean, yes, there's an element of marketing here, and Daniel, Theo, the wonderful co-founders of the festival, did give me some feedback for my initial ideas, but to be completely honest, marketing was not really on the forefront of my mind even a little bit. I was completely just trying to make really beautiful things, and Daniel and Theo gave me the freedom to just do whatever and go crazy. For the badges, I mean, their last year was just one badge type. This year I did 18, you know, 18 different designs of these intricate digital designs that took me months to make. The poster took me months to make. So to bring it back to your question, I think, of course, if you're working on a film like Dune, the marketing is incredibly important, and that's inherent into the design you're doing. But for me, for this festival, quite honestly, I'm sorry if Daniel and Theo hear this. I hope they don't hear this.
We will probably hear this.
Okay, then stop listening, guys. The whole marketing aspect of everything was kind of secondary, tertiary. To my thoughts. I was really just trying to make something that looked beautiful. They gave me some advice. Please put in the Chinese theater. The initial design I had didn't even feature the Chinese theaters, which is kind of crazy to think about because that's where it's held. They asked me to put a banner with the number 19 on it so you could see it's the 19th anniversary. But otherwise, I just went crazy and just got to make beautiful things. And I think that worked out in the favor too, because if I was thinking about marketing and if Daniel and Theo were obsessed with marketing, it would have gotten in the way of the art and it wouldn't have been as beautiful and it wouldn't have been as interesting. And because they did that, it's been highly marketable. It's on billboards on LA Times Square, on Sunset Boulevard, all over Ovation Mall, you know, all over the Chinese theaters. It's successful commercially. It's on shirts and posters. But I think that success is because they gave me the creative freedom and weren't obsessed with that. So yeah, I mean, again, what Kenny and I are doing are completely different worlds, though they're both visual, I suppose. That's the one thing in common. They're both posters.
Absolutely. And talking about visuals, something that's important to mention is that not only did you, Dalton, create the art of the poster, but you also created the badges that everyone is wearing from press, like mine. Mine is so beautiful. It's yellow. It has various designs. There is, of course, one for filmmakers.
I think you left your press badge in the Fireside chat room.
It's in my bag. I can remember it's yellow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'll show it to you right now.
Okay, good. Yeah.
It's but also I remember the ones you have from you know, the filmmakers and
All Access.
Were there like 18 ones? Yeah,
18 badges.
I saw the black one. So how did you pick them?
So the way the badges came about, like I said, last year there was just one badge type. Holly Shorts has, you know, they need sponsor badges, they need filmmaker badges, they need press badges, All Access, they need all these different versions. And when I was coming up with the artwork for that, I gave multiple versions of each. So I made two ideas for press, I made 10 ideas for All Access, I made 6 ideas for filmmakers. My thought was they were going to pick one each of their favorites, and there was just going to be one All Access badge, one filmmaker badge. They ended up liking all the designs so much, they said, let's just print all of them. So now there are, I think, 7 types of All Access badges, 6 type of film, you know, etc. And logistically, that was really hard to do, you know, because you have to think about print quantities and figuring out how much of each version you need, and it added a ton of work for me. But I was so happy to do it because now I have all, now I have 18 additional pieces. I think I created 20 designs in total for, or maybe like 22 for Holly Shorts this year. So, it was a pleasure, like, that they just went with all of them, and I was happy that they wanted to do that. So that's how the badges came to be, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. I think I actually forgot it in the panel.
I told you. I saw you left it on the chair.
This is what I love about those conversations, is that we're talking about design. So in a way, yes, it's different from talking about a film. It's different from talking about, you know, directing or acting. But at the same time, I love that you say it's about visual.
Yeah.
Because a film, I mean, cinema is the art of visuals.
Absolutely. I feel like in a lot of ways working on, well, having attended the film festival for the last week as much as I could have, and meeting all the filmmakers and hearing about their process of making their film and talking about my process of making my posters. And, you know, I've worked in the film industry for years. I've met and worked on set for many films. I'm working on a film score, as I've talked about. So I know the film world well, too. And I think there's a lot of similarities between the process that I went through for making this and the process of making a film. It's a giant collective creative project. I feel like there's a lot of movie magic with my posters too, because people think I'm like some type of painter, but it's all visual effects. Like, I, you know, Mark Hamill isn't actually Luke Skywalker, and this isn't actually oil paint, but at the end of the day, Hollywood and the movies are about creating this false reality and creating something that's larger than life to inspire people. And that's why I say I'm not a painter, I'm not an artist, I'm a designer. You know, I'm designing a look and a feel that's emulating paint or emulating art, but I don't think I'm making art. You know, it's commercial stuff that I did for money.
This is why I'm so glad you say that, because I wanted to ask you a very rude question.
Okay, yeah.
How much time? I mean, it's definitely, you say you worked with Photoshop, correct? So it's like, it's obviously, it really doesn't look like it's Photoshop. It really looks like it's painted.
Yeah.
But can you talk a little bit about like the details of your process making that art?
Yeah, well, first off, that was incredibly rude of you to ask that.
I know.
How long?
But I'm French and you're talking to me in English on the French media, so I had to.
Fair enough.
For the record, I don't actually think that's rude at all. let's see. I mean, from when I really started up on the project until opening night was probably about 3 months, maybe 3.5 months. Maybe that's a little bit generous even, maybe closer to 2.5, 3 months. The process was all over the place. I mean, Kenny was talking about, you know, all these emerging technologies and the use of Photoshop and key art and stock photos, and all of that went into this. That's another thing that I was talking about, how the movie poster is kind of movie magic. If you look at it, a lot of people think it's oil painting. A lot of people think I'm a painter, but really, to talk a bit about the process, I used a lot of stock photos. I used a lot of paintbrush textures in Photoshop. I downloaded pictures of paintbrush textures that I layered in. There's a lot of AI technology that I used.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So from the very beginning, really before I even like started working on the visuals of the project, I opened ChatGPT and just started this conversation about like, hey, I was hired to be this is true.
I was
hired to work on a film festival to do all the creative design. Can you help me outline how to start the project? So inherently from the very beginning, this is an AI project in its bones, at its foundation, at its architecture. And ChatGPT helped, you know, I talked to it back and forth and it helped me make a plan on how to do this, because I don't know if I've said this on the interview, this is my first time doing this festival ever. So it was a huge step up in terms of responsibility and expectations from me. So I literally talked about this as if I was talking with like an experienced designer or a trusted collaborator. And I talked with ChatGPT about how to outline this project and how to begin. So that's just one way I used that. For the poster, for example, if you see here, you can't see this because this is an auditory podcast. Behind me is the poster. It's a regular poster dimension. You know, it's taller than it is wide. And this probably took me about 2 months to make. A combination of, again, this is stock photos. This is textures I downloaded online. Brush strokes that I made. There's Photoshop generative AI I use.
It's a little stormy too, right?
Stormy? I mean, it was a lot inspired by a lot of Van Gogh paintings, like Starry Night and things like that with swirling textures. So, but yeah, there's a lot of, I used a lot of generative AI generative fill to fill out textures. But when, so I finished this main poster design, and then they told me they needed a much wider design that would be on the big screen and would be on the backdrop here in the lobby of the Holly Shorts Theater. So I used a lot of AI to expand out the sides. So if you look, if the listeners at home are able to see any of the art, if you look at the poster, that's my original art. But if you're able to find the wider version, that the 16:9 version that's on all the film screens and on the billboards, a lot of the edges of that are all generative AI. That's true with a lot of the badges as well. So yeah, I mean, the process, all sorts of stuff. And if you look at all of the art together, it all looks like it all was kind of created in the same way, but each of those really has its own story about how every individual badge came to be. Like all 20 some pieces of art, all, you know, varying degrees of original brush strokes versus downloaded brush strokes versus stock photo, it's all sorts of stuff, but it all comes together to look like a pretty cohesive look, which I'm really happy about. You wouldn't tell by looking at it that they were all made in different ways, but they were. Actually, looking at this poster now, if you look closely, there's a lot of not paint textures at all. There's just photographs in here. I mean, Theo and Daniel sent me reference photos. Like I mentioned earlier, they wanted pictures of the Chinese theaters. So this is a picture I took of the Chinese theaters that, in person, I took with my iPhone. And layered in here, and you see, like, if you look at the, I don't know if these are called sconces, maybe, or if you look at the lions up front, those are all just my pictures. I didn't realize these were going to be blown up that big, or else I would have corrected that. But these are just all photographs. If you look at the Hollywood Theater, that's a real picture of the Hollywood Theater, a stock photo that I licensed. If you look at that, look, the paint texture doesn't even go all the way around there. So anyway, I mean, you know, the process was
it's really beautiful, and at the same time it's fascinating, because I thought when I saw it online, because obviously it was released online by Daniel Sol and Theo Dumont, the founders of this amazing festival, and I thought, wow, who is the incredibly talented painter behind this art? But it's actually, I mean, you actually made this digitally, and the level of details, I think it's just crazy. It's I never saw something like this. Also because it's really true to the spirit of a festival. I mean, it's hard to talk about all previous years, but you know, I was a juror in the past, and I think the sense of capturing new Hollywood is very important, because obviously Holly Shorts qualifies for the Oscars, the Academy Awards for shorts, and the fourth category this year with documentary. So there is a whole idea of capturing that new Hollywood. I mean, there's no other way to talk about it, to capture the movies and spirit of the future.
I mean, that's what Holly Shorts represents to me, is new talent, independent artists. You know, we obviously have world-class talent and have some really big names and celebrities that feature their work and come through, which is so exciting. But the vast majority of the filmmakers in the festival are independent, self-financed young creators. And I mean, short films, I think, are inherently lend themselves to more independent creators, because a lot of times short films are short because they don't have the funding to make a feature, and it's a proof of concept. That's
makes sense.
Yeah, they're trying to, I mean, obviously, yeah. And you know, maybe a lot of the features or a lot of the shorts here are stepping stones to get their way to becoming a feature so they can get that funding. But yeah, I mean, I appreciate that you think that the poster is evocative of independent artists. I don't know if I would say that's intentional, but what I was trying to get across here was, like, a sense of pride. You know, like, if you're one of these people here. These are to me, these are artists that are coming to the festival to see their work, and they're on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard. I mean, they're outside of this iconic TCL Chinese theater. There's the Hollywood Theater here. And if you look, it's all from their perspective. Look at the theater. You know, it's from that perspective. The trees are these massive... it takes up most of the posters, this giant kind of swirling view up, this point of view from an artist, this little creator that's coming in. The people are so small in the poster. Look at that little baby. But the trees and the splendor of Hollywood and getting your work done and working... is big, and that's what I was trying to evoke. So
absolutely, I think from my perspective, your poster really gave, on the first look at it, an impression of beauty and highness, like those gigantic palm trees, which are, you know, bordering TCL, and the idea that these characters, you don't really get to see their faces, so your imagination, me, I kind of dream that they turn back and look at us, and you discover what's their emotion to attend the festival, and just in general to face cinema, because we have to face, you know, the world. There's a lot going on right now, and this festival is like a moment where we can be discovered and just be inspired for the next years.
Yeah, it feels like a respite from the rest of the world. I mean, it's also such a privilege to be here, and just to be able to do stuff like this is beyond privileged. So, of course, you know, as for the people looking away, I think it was just this was based on I probably did about 3 or 4 drafts before we arrived at this poster, and I really zeroed in on this design. The very first draft was all palm trees with a giant statue of the number 19 in the middle, and the palm trees were kind of sprouting out of that, and then there was a red carpet with a bunch of people, celebrities and photographers, and it was very glamorous, but it was in the middle of the jungle, basically, and we're just with a bunch of palm trees, and I think that's really the only reason I can think of. But I also based this on another design where it was just a single person standing on Sunset Boulevard, and in the mountains, instead of the Hollywood sign, it was the number 19, again referencing the 19th anniversary, and this giant moon, it was shining down on him, and I loved that image of staring up. So yeah, just again, I think the reason they're facing away is so you can kind of feel like you're them. You know, if you're looking at this, you're at the same perspective, you're just a little bit behind them. Another thing that's very cool, I didn't make this, but in the lobby of the TCL Theater right now, there is a giant blown up version of this poster, like as a step and repeat. How big would you say it is? Like 10 feet tall by like 30 feet wide? Maybe not that big.
In France, we talk with meters, think you're correct. I think it's like that majestuous.
Yeah.
And also the idea that... this festival is welcoming this year not only a new award for genre film, which is really important, especially for us in France.
Great.
Because, you know, we don't necessarily have such a great genre cinema. Yeah. You know, Fright Fest is huge in Europe, CGS is huge, but, you know, it's still something that we need to cultivate. But also just the idea that this festival, as Theo Dumont was mentioning at the opening carpet, that this festival finances films. I mean, there is
absolutely
a perk with Panavision, as you were saying. There are many. The genre award is also with a donation. So the idea that, yes, shorts are sweet, and you can also find the means to make them happen and actually make your story true thanks to Holly Shorts.
Yeah, Holly Shorts is an incubator for artists. Absolutely. I mean, literally, on a very literal sense, they help produce films for artists that come through here and work with them, and if there's talent that they really love, they're going to help you, and that's incredible. And then on a, you know, maybe a less direct way, it's just bringing together hundreds, possibly thousands of artists into the center of Hollywood to watch each other's work and go to these panels. There's incredible panels throughout the week. There's great networking events. I mean, I don't even want to call them networking events. There's just kind of parties throughout the week that are just really fun to attend.
The
and like,
panels.
Obviously, yeah, the panels are incredible. The fireside chats. So it's an incubator. It truly is so, so great for independent filmmakers to make their way through here and just...
And even if you don't have a film, I mean, of course, what an honor and just a privilege to be selected and go through this incubator and this incredible experience to have your film be discovered and get feedback and learn from all the industry professionals who are attending. But also, even if you're an aspiring filmmaker, yesterday, you know, at the closing Japan House panel, ISA network, we were having, there was indeed like a party, but more like a networking party where everyone could chat, and it's so easy to approach actors, directors. So if you're looking to make a film, it's definitely, so I thought this was also what was really impressive with your art. I love that you say marketing was not really a thing, because it's like a calling to join in a way. That's quite nice.
I'm just checking that my bag's still over there. the people
so
listening
just
would
just
not understand.
For those who are joining now, we are actually in the lovely VIP room of TCL. And it's just amazing to be having this space to just kind of like, on one of the last days of the festival, I guess, reminisce what made it so special, because we are actually getting closer to the closing ceremony and carpet. So.
Oh, well, thank you for talking with me. Here we are, almost at the end of the festival. It's pretty crazy. Now we have a hurricane coming through LA, and I don't know what that's going to do for us, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the award show. I'm not sure.
You're flown back to New York City, and we're going to stay here and stay strong until the closing ceremony, because it means that one of the award winners may win an Oscar, like it's been the case this year with An Irish Goodbye.
That's 100% right. Oscar qualifying in four categories. That's another thing about the festival. When you're walking around, like, you have no idea who could be here, who, you know, what kind of producer or director could, or actor you could be speaking with or could be around you, or who these people are going to become. There could be a future Oscar award winner for 2023 right downstairs in that lobby. Like, that's insane. And then what happens after they win that Oscar and they go on to do other stuff?
Andrew Kahlberg, producer of Skin, which won the Oscar. Kirstie Bell, of course, and Nick Sadler were so generous. They're even building an academy for everyone to learn. I mean, I think really what's exceptional about the panel program here is that all the industry professionals are being extremely generous and everyone is being quite approachable. Would you agree? Is it your first time attending Holly Shorts?
This is my second year attending Holly Shorts. I did some like light design for them last year. I was not their main designer, so I attended last year. And I also did design for their last two comedy festivals. The Holly Shorts team also throws the Hollywood Comedy Short Film Festival in April. I don't know if it's every year it's in April, but it's been April the last couple years. So I've been their designer for those two, and I've attended them. You know, I've attended all of the Holly Shorts festivals for the last couple of years. I've attended film festivals as a creator, as a composer for a couple of years. You know, films that I've composed have gone on. I don't have a ton of experience with film festivals, but I will say that working with this team, attending, the people that are here, just the atmosphere in general is just unbelievably supportive and kind and generous. Here we are in Hollywood. Obviously, there's a lot of stereotypes about Hollywood and what it's like to work around people. A lot of them are true. I'm like 100% about what it's like to work in Hollywood, but I don't feel that energy here at all. Truly, truly, there's just something very supportive and kind. And I think, to bring it back to the beginning of our conversation, it goes to the kind of the very core philosophy of how this is all created. Daniel, Theo, and Steven, the people at the helm of the festival, have just created something with really, really good energy. And I don't always love saying, like, energy. It's such a vague term that can mean so many things. But in this case, it just feels right. The energy of the people that are here, of the panelists, of the screenings, is just positive and supportive. And yet here we are in the TCL Chinese Theater, a very reputable international Oscar qualifying festival, but it's not stuffy, it's not pretentious, despite everything I tried to do with my artwork. It's just that was a joke. It's just relaxed and casual and friendly, which is, it's just such a pleasure working with this team. I don't really have any other way to put it. It's been incredible. They've given me so much freedom. I'm able to attend the festival. I'm able to meet tons of people, watch tons of films. I just talked to Kenny, a very great designer. So, yeah.
Learned from them. And to prove your point, yeah, Devlu with his film Every Day After made this impressive talk about all the stereotypes that can be. And I think you're right. I think it's important to address those. It's mostly about opening the conversations and making sure that we are as inclusive of everyone mm-hmm. and anything.
It's a super inclusive festival as well. I mean, there's all sorts of panels for, you know, casting for disabilities in a respectful way. There's blocks that feature, you know, historically underrepresented groups. It's that's another element of the festival I haven't even touched on. It's extremely inclusive, and I mean, I think that goes back to supporting independent artists. Like, at their core, that's what they're trying to do, is support independent creators, and that's why the festival feels so good. I don't have enough good things to say about them. Thank you, Holly Shorts team, if you can hear this. I hope I'm back for the 20th anniversary next year. I'd love to do your design.
Just putting that out there.
Absolument. Merci, Holly Shorts, et merci, Dalton. C'était pour la Radio du Cinéma.
Merci.